In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time right now to go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. We're going to talk to Ben Peters of the Washington Business Journal, who joins us now. Ben, you wrote and did some legwork and some research on something that means a lot to our listening audience, which is the idea that DC is trying to find some money to put together the plans to build a new football stadium for the Commanders. So first of all, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Hey, thanks for having me.
You got it.
Absolutely.
If you want to check out the WBJ online, you could do so, and Ben's on Twitter at Newsman Ben. So all kinds of follow-ups coming your way, but just give us the deets here first. Give us the lead of the story.
Yeah, so the district had hired a consultant via a contract. They awarded this contract to a company called ASM Global, which is an entertainment facilities management firm. They manage a handful of NFL stadiums. And they basically handed this firm about $500,000 and said, hey, we want to bring the Commanders back to Washington. Can you draw up a really detailed plan for how we can do that and how we can pay for it?
So help me understand something, Ben. What did they pay Jack Evans and his consulting firm for earlier this year? Wasn't it for the exact same thing? So now we're about $1 million into whatever this is.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure on the details of that one. I was not covering this at the time.
Got it.
My understanding is that was, are you referring to the JLL and Robert Bob Group plan?
I think so.
In 2023.
I will full admission here. I like talking about like curveballs and long passes. This is not my area of expertise, but I remember I went back and read Jack Evans, who was forced to resign years ago amid scandal, is right back in the thick of it. And he and his consulting firm were paid, I think it was $400,000. I thought for the exact same thing that you just laid out for the feasibility how could we lure the football team back to DC? So again, I was wondering if there was a distinction that you knew about.
Yeah, no, I don't think I can speak to that. I really only know the details of this specific contract. And this was asking this firm again to not necessarily determine the feasibility of it, but to say like, hey, what do we need to do in order to make the numbers on this check out for the district? Like, how are we going to pay for this? How are we going to, attract the NFL here? It wasn't so much the feasibility as it was like a little bit more finer details of it. I think that by hiring this consultant, they've said that, hey, we do kind of think it's feasible. We want you to show us more details about that.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear that this contract that they did to get this information is the most concerted effort, as you called it, so far to bring the team back to D.C. So this feels like a pretty big deal. Can you expound upon that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, at the end of the day, it's, again, just the district asking another firm to come up with ideas for them. But they're putting their money where their mouth is. And it's clear that the Bowser administration really wants to bring the Commanders back to D.C., specifically at RFK.
I just wonder how they'll do it. And I guess that's what they're trying to figure out also. But after giving the money to Ted Leonsis and the Monumental Sports Group to stay in D.C. after their Virginia deal went sideways, and by the way, supposedly, as of last week, that paperwork had not really been finished yet, according to Eric Flack of Channel 90, we had on the show. I don't know if they've made any progress on that. It seemed like a formality, but they were in a little bit of a spat over some final details, I guess. But with that money shelled out, what we've been told by people who are smart and follow this like you all along is it's going to be really hard for them to have both. Like they said they didn't have the money for the Wizards and the Capitals. They found $500 million. Now we're talking about funding a stadium for the Commanders. How would they do both? Where's the money come from?
Yeah, I don't know. And I think that that might be answered a little bit more clearly whenever this consulting firm finishes up their report and sends it back to the district. Again, right now, this is just the district paying this consulting firm to write this report and I think answer that very question. So I think that that's kind of TBD.
Ben Peters, Washington Business Journal, with us here on Grant and Danny. A couple elements sort of outside this story, but as it very much relates to it, Ben, are included in here. Eleanor Holmes Norton, one of the co-sponsors of the bill that would ultimately return control of the land to Washington, D.C. Again, mm-hmm. there should probably be more moving parts at some point, but said it's still maybe a toss-up as to whether this would even go through or not. What can you tell us about that and how the district's handling it?
Yeah, how the district's handling it, I'm not sure. But what I can say is that there's uncertainty about whether or not this bill is going to clear the Senate. There's been some opposition on both sides of the aisle, particularly with Maryland senators about not wanting to advance this. They want to keep the Commanders in Maryland and not bring them into D.C.
The other secondary part of that, in terms of some of the obstacles, is you mentioned that the local opposition, I guess, kind of did this thing as well. But how far along do they have to have the planning and documentation and feasibility in case things do break their way at the part that's out of their control? Does that make sense? So, in other words, the federal government finally says yes, and there's no more strings attached. How far along do they have to be in order for this thing to start moving?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Can you repeat it, please?
Yeah, so I know it's confusing. So, in other words, they're doing a feasibility study now. I keep saying feasibility. It's probably not the right word. But
say feasibility one more time.
I'll try to say feasibility more, Ben. So they're trying to figure out if this is possible, how we're going to pay for it. How far along do they have to be once they get the green light from the federal government that they do indeed have the land to use at their disposal?
That is a good question. I don't know.
Our guest has the story as of yesterday that the Commanders have hired, you know, the firm that they struck a deal with to try to get some details on how they would go about, I should say that the city, on how they would go about landing the Commanders again at the old RFK site. Ben Peters is with us from the Washington Business Journal. Last thing for me I'm curious about would be a nugget in this story about Eleanor Holmes Norton, the delegate in D.C., who says that she believes the bill in the Senate is a toss-up. We've heard that today due to regional opposition. Well, that's a pretty big deal. I mean, to me, that's the lead of the whole thing, right? I mean, are we still at a point where they might not even get the ability to build a stadium because they can't get it back from the federal government?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, that is one of, if not the biggest holdups right now standing in the way of this happening before we even start talking about financing and site plans and all that. It's the district right now does not control RFK, and the only way that they can do that is with congressional approval.
My last one for you here, Ben, is previously on the record. I don't know how much has changed, if at all, but the council chair, Phil Mendelson, said this year he does not support public financing for a stadium. Do you know if anything's changed in that regard, if that's still a stance, or where does that stand?
I have not reached out to the council member's office, but I can say that generally speaking, him along with other members of the council have been pretty clear in that they do not want to spend public dollars on a new stadium.
Ben Peters, Aaron Grant, and Danny, we appreciate the time. Thanks for the info.
Yeah, no, sure thing.
Thanks, Ben.
You got it. Feels like a pretty large development on the old stadium front.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.